Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one of the interesting things that happened when we were off, of course, they have the Mike Brown press conference and everything.
Yeah.
The new coach of the Knicks, and he was talking about some of the things, and he recognizes the pressure, which I can appreciate. You know, he wasn't actively trying to get this job. You know, he just basically kind of fell into it because he seems to be like their fifth selection, which is fine. I mean, that happens. And
yeah,
timing is everything in sports, and he is going to inherit a much better team than they had last year. Higher expectations than ever before, I think, for the Knicks, maybe since Patrick Ewing was here. And I would also say that, you know, his commentary was interesting. You know, I want to build a culture. Well, that's what Tom Thibodeau did.
Yeah.
Tom Thibodeau, he built a winning culture.
That's just a buzzword nonsense thing.
Right. And I know that when he was a coach out in Sacramento, they had the number one offense that one year, I guess in 22, 23 or 21, 22, one of those 2 years. I mean, so what does that mean? They're going to run up and down the court really fast?
That's what he said he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, okay. Good luck trying to. All right. I think there are a couple guys on this team that can do that.
But and a bunch of guys who can't.
That's exactly right. So you, is this a misfit? Is this a fit offensively, you know, for the Knicks and what they're trying to do? And I know he's in an impossible situation. He's replacing a very popular coach for the most part. He's replacing a defensive minded coach. I'm assuming he's more of an offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Knicks are going to try to ramp up the offense and the 3-point shots, I guess. And, you know, and it's going to be offensive fury, if you will, up and down the court. And that's going to be really interesting to see if this team and this group of players can play that way.
Well, I mean, I think we talk about this in all sports, but when you have a lot of talent, you really need to adjust to what you have and not force something on a group that doesn't maybe work. You know, we talk about this with offensive coordinators and types of quarterbacks. And, you know, if you have a guy like Lamar Jackson, you can't run the same offense that you're running with Peyton Manning as you're doing with Lamar Jackson. So I think Mike Brown's smart enough to figure out what he has and get the best out of him and not try to put a square peg into a round hole. I mean, the biggest thing for me that he needs to do is he needs to get the best out of Karl-Anthony Towns. He needs to be the coach that unlocks that last 20% of him.
You know what? You sit down with Karl-Anthony Towns and say, look, when you score a basket, you don't have to flex.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your ass back on defense. You know, don't be lazy and stop taking the stupid fouls. And, you know, we didn't see a lot of that during the regular season, but where it really became apparent to all of us that there's just a little something off with this guy is in the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and we went over it a ton, and certain moments, best player, he looks like the best player in basketball. Other moments, he looks like he has no idea where he is. You know, another thing I'm concerned about just from a front office coaching dynamic with all of this is, all right, they fire Tibbs because they feel like he's playing the starters too many minutes, he's not using the bench enough. They go through an entire draft and free agency before hiring a coach. You're telling me that Leon Rose and World Wide West aren't going to be dictating what Mike Brown does with his rotations? Hey, we signed this guy. You know, why aren't you playing him?
Well, of course, but that's
because Mike Brown wasn't around signed him.
But Mike Brown talked about working with those guys. He openly talked about that. So we know who's running this team.
Yeah.
We understand. And maybe there was a little bit of frustration with Tibbs not playing certain guys. But then again, did he have the guys that he really felt like that he was comfortable in playing? And don't forget, Mitchell Robinson missed half the season.
Sure.
It wasn't like he was sitting there totally healthy. They had to watch his minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they expanded his minutes in the playoffs. And it wasn't like he had a full complement of a bench.
He didn't. And that was the argument that I had, was we were overrating these guys. Like, I mean, Landry Shamet and Cam Payne and somebody, like, they were, you know, these guys were not great bench players. They were not the same types of guys that you were getting, you know, with Hartenstein and Dante DiVincenzo on the roster. It just was different.
And remember, Hartenstein and Dante DiVincenzo came off the bench at one point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was before they had Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, and a full year of OG Anunoby.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, when they were playing probably their best basketball, when OG finally got here, was those first 20 or 19 games when he and Julius Randle were on the court
and,
together.
And, yeah, and Jalen Brunson.
And Jalen Brunson,
three of
course,
those guys,
yeah, but those guys were all together. And that, you remember that little run they were on?
Oh, yeah.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah, they were playing better than anybody in the league. Yeah. And then injuries, of course, and yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah, you have injuries and everything. Nobody wants to talk about injuries, but, you know, when you're spending $45 million on a player and he's missing, you know, 15 games or something, it's a big deal.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.